This is the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for August 1986. Hello, I'm Fred Volby. Let's step right over to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club. Well, to start off this edition, we have some good news and some bad news for our readership. First, the good news. On the home front, my wife gave birth to a bouncing baby girl, 9 pounds and 5 ounces. Constance Jean came into this world on the 24th of June. Also, from Bill Hardy comes word that Nancy, who is the domestic DX Digest West editor, had a baby boy back on the 13th of June. 7 pounds and 13 ounces, William H. Hardy III. Congratulations, Nancy. Via Ernest Cooper and from Charles H. Miller comes word that Martha Miller passed away on Sunday, March the 23rd at Scenery Hill Manor. She had been hospitalized with bronchitis and low sugar on the 12th and had returned to the manor on the 22nd. Charles had visited her on the 23rd and said that she looked well and alert. Our condolences go out to Mr. Miller. Well, as you know, Dave Schmidt had resigned his post as the domestic DX Digest East editor, and effective with the next edition, Bill Hale will be replacing Dave as the editor of domestic DX Digest East. So, send your catches to the new editor. You might want to copy down his address, William Hale, and the address is 9823 North Meadow Street, Converse, Converse, Texas. And the zip code is 78109. Well, I guess Al's going to kill us for this, but we've got to do it. We just found out that Al Resnick, who is of WLS engineering fame, is now the new director of engineering of the radio division of Capital Cities ABC Incorporated, and is responsible for some 19 radio stations across the country. Not bad, Al. Megabuck City, here you come. Let's just hope you remember your friends and do some tests for us of some of those Cap City ABC stations. Well, the time is getting close, so let's not forget the 1986 National Radio Club Convention. This will obviously be the last time that we'll be making mention of the convention. The National Radio Club 1986 convention is planned for Labor Day weekend at the Wilmington, Delaware Ramada Inn, which is located on Route 13 at I-295 in Newcastle, Delaware. That's going to be starting Friday, August the 29th, and ending on Monday, September the 1st. For those wanting to get in on some of the special early rumor rates, please be sure to contact Dave Schmidt for more information. Now, if you're planning on flying in, please let Dave know ahead of time so he can make the necessary connections to pick you up and avoid a very costly cab ride. Amtrak, by the way, in Wilmington is only 5 minutes away. Philadelphia International Airport is 25 minutes away. Be sure to bring some auction material with you. And be sure to stop in and see all of them. By the way, the deadline for the special rate is coming up very, very soon. After that, the reservations can be made directly with the Ramada Inn. Rates will be $48 single and $54 double. Extra person, $6. Rooms are guaranteed with a credit card. The phone number of the Ramada Inn is area code 302-658-8511. We hope to see you there at the 1986 National Radio Club Convention. Now, to pass along the address where you should contact Dave Schmidt, here is the address. It's 42 Chelwine, Chelwynne Road, Castle Hills, Newcastle, Delaware, and the zip code is 19720. And before we get into the AM switch column with Jerry Starr, we have one more note to pass along from headquarters, and that is a reminder that all the material contained on the DX Audio Service is copyrighted by the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service and the National Radio Club's DX News. This material may not be used by any other club, publication, or book without the express permission from the National Radio Club. If you plan to use this material on another service, please contact the National Radio Club headquarters and let them know that you are using it. Also, if you do use material from the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service or DX News Magazine, you must credit that source. Also, please remember not to copy off your cassette tapes and give them to other people. Recently, we had a problem with one member who was mass producing the tapes faster than we could produce them. Again, that is against the National Radio Club and DX Audio Services rules of operation. Tapes are not to be copied or sent to anyone else other than the person who is subscribing to them. You're not doing anyone any favors. In fact, you're actually hurting the club by making copies of these tapes for other people, because the cost of the subscription actually funds the DX audio service. It pays for the postage costs, the tape costs, the telephone calls, and even answering your mail. So please do not copy the tapes in order to get around a subscription for someone. We'd like to make this clear, though, that this does not mean that you shouldn't send samples to other organizations and other reading services. The only thing we're concerned about is the material on the actual DX audio service tapes being used without our permission or copied without our permission. Well, this edition of the DX audio service should be a good one, because that southern gentleman from the bluegrass state, Mr. Bob Walker, is back with us now on the audio service, and Bob has a look at the Anarch Convention, as he did attend the convention this past month in Montreal. Bob will be talking about what happened at the convention, as well as he has some interviews with several notable DXers and people which are in the DX field, and we hope to bring those to you in the next several editions of the DX audio service. But right now, let's turn the microphone over to Mr. Jerry Starr with a look at the AM Switch column, and then we'll bounce over to John Bowker. So here's Jerry.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr reporting for AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News, another edition brought to you in the midst of a raging thunderstorm outside. So if the power stays on, we have about 3 pages worth of AM Switch information to bring you today. As always, we'll start with call letter changes, and we'll go way down to the bottom end of the broadcast band to begin on 540 when news station KLCA in Ferris, Texas, changes its call before it even gets on the air. The new call will be KDFT. 580 KOBH, Hot Springs, South Dakota, changes to KZMX. On 610 KRKE, Albuquerque, New Mexico, will be KZSS. On 640, news station not yet on the air in Blountville, Florida, that was WNOW, becomes WCQR. On 700, KZUN in Newport, Washington, will be KMJY. 760, news station in Overland Park, Kansas, will be KBCB. On 830, KGLR in Tucson, Arizona, changes to KFLT. Couple changes on 840, KBLA, Ball, Louisiana, will be KWDF, and news station in Gardnerville, Nevada, will have the calls KUIP. 900, another news station, this in Del Norte, Colorado, will be KRDZ. On 910, WGAF, Valdosta, Georgia, changes to WFVR. On 930, KRDZ, Granby, Colorado, becomes KTLD. On 1020, news station in Homeland Park, South Carolina, will be WRIX. 1030, KBSM, Blue Springs, Missouri, becomes KKJC. And also on 1030, WCQR, news station in Mint Hill, North Carolina, that does not appear to be on the air yet, will be WNOW. On 1040, news station in Vancouver, British Columbia, this is the only Canadian change we have this week, their new call will be CIOF. Also on 1040, KSDG in San Diego, California, will change to KIRS. That's also another new station changing calls before it even gets on the air. 1050, WCGA, Conyers, Georgia, becomes WTPO. 1140, KATR, Oklahoma City, will be WPRW. On 1190, WSVC, Dunlap, Tennessee, changes to WSQD. 1210, new station in Rockland, California, will take on the calls KFRP. 1220, WURS, North Syracuse, New York, will be WXRA. And 1270, WKOS, Charlevoix, Michigan, changing calls again, this time to WKHQ. Also on 1270, WDVL, Vineland, New Jersey, becomes WFHM. Couple changes on 1280, WWTC, Minneapolis, Minnesota, changes to a K-call, which they can do in that part of the country, to KSNE, and KZZE in Pateau, Oklahoma, will be KYYN. On 1360, WBUK in Baytown, Texas, becomes KRTN. That change has already taken place, by the way. On 1380, KIEZ, Beaumont, Texas, will be KWIC. Two changes on 1450 KFLT. Tucson, Arizona becomes KFXX. And WGRE Greeley, Colorado will be KATR. On 1460 KLCZ in Salinas, California changes back to their former call of KDON. On 1470 KARE Atchison, Kansas becomes KERE. 1480 KWUN Concord, California changes to KPOP. 1560 WLEJ in LEJ, Georgia becomes WLJA. 1570 WGMZ in Flint, Michigan will be WWCK. On 1590 KRRK East Grand Fork, Minnesota changes to KCNN. And finally on 1600 WVIJ in Warner Robins, Georgia goes back to its former call of WRBN. Now let's turn our attention to applications for new stations. Beginning with two applications on 620, station KIPA 620 Hilo, Hawaii has applied for two 5,000-watt non-directional synchronous transmitters as more and more people appear to be jumping on the synchronous transmitter bandwagon. On 640, new station applied for in East Greenbush, New York, 650 Eugene, Oregon. On 770, KOB Albuquerque also applying for a synchronous transmitter with 190 watts that will be in Santa Fe, New Mexico, if approved. New stations applied for continue on 830 in Catoosa, Oklahoma, 880 Wentzville, Missouri, 900 Fort Yukon, Alaska, 990 Peachtree City, Georgia, 1000 Black Eagle, Montana, 1020 Homestead, California, 1120 Santa Maria, California, 1160 East Point, Georgia, 1180 Quakertown, Pennsylvania, 1240 St. Marie's, Idaho, and 1400 Morrisville, Vermont. Those are all applications for new stations. A number of new stations have been granted by the FCC since the last time we talked to you. They include two on 720, Wake Forest, North Carolina, kilowatt day, and Tuckahoe, Virginia, 10 kilowatts day. On 740, Dishman, Washington, 500 watts day. 1120, Jeffers, Minnesota, 2,500 watts day. Two on 1160, the first in Boonesboro, Maryland, which will be 650 watts daytime, 500 watts night. And also in Virginia City, Nevada, which will be 5 kilowatts day only. 1180 in Placerville, California, 25 kilowatts daytime, 1,000 watts night. On 1260 in Ellisville, Mississippi, 2,100 watts daytime only. 1330 Murrayville, Georgia, a kilowatt daytime only. And on 1360 Johnstown, Colorado, will be 500 watts daytime only. Here's a look at some applications from existing facilities. These are highlights from AM Switch. Of course, there's not enough time on the audio service to bring you every single entry for applications or grants to existing facilities, since many of them are minor. If you're interested in getting the entire picture, of course, the National Radio Club's DX News carries a complete edition of AM Switch in every issue. Here are the highlights from applications for existing facilities on 620 KSTR. Grand Junction, Colorado would like to go full-time by adding 800 watts at night. 650 WGNZ Titusville, Florida wants to move up a notch. They want to go to 660 kilohertz and become full-time by adding 1,000 watts at night. On 680 KLDY, a new station in Lacey, Washington, not yet on the air, wants to move down a notch to 670 kilohertz with full-time power. On 860 WGOM Marion, Indiana would like to go full-time by adding 500 watts at night. 1040 KRAD Perry, Oklahoma, a new station which has been heard testing but not yet on the air, would like to move frequency before they come on the air. They'd like to go to 1020 and be full-time. 1260 WBNR Beacon, New York would like to go full-time by adding 400 watts at night. On 1490 WIEZ Lewiston, Pennsylvania wants to move down the dial to 670 kilohertz with 6,000 watts daytime only. 1510 WYNI Monroeville, Alabama would also like to slide down the dial to 930 kilohertz daytime only with 5,000 watts. On 1580 WAMJ South Bend, Indiana wants to be full-time by adding 500 watts at night. And also on 1580 WSKT Knoxville, Tennessee wants to go down to 1180 kilohertz with 500 watts daytime only. Here are some highlights from what's been granted to existing facilities by the FCC. 590 WAFC, a news station in Clewiston, Florida, which is not yet on the air, was first licensed as a daytimer, reapplied to be full-time, and now has been granted that license with the odd powers of 930 watts daytime and 470 watts at night. On 830, WNYC in New York City will be moving to 820 with 50 kilowatts day, 10 kilowatts night, and relocating their transmitter. That, of course, was an initial decision announced several months ago and now has been confirmed as a full grant by the FCC. On 980 WCHZ, Pensacola, Florida, they will move to Gulf Breeze, Florida, and become full-time with 2,500 watts day, 1,000 watts night. On 1110 WMMX in Xenia, Ohio, raises their power to 1,100 watts, moves the city of license to Fairborn, Ohio. 1520 WZBR, Amory, Mississippi, moves to 1170 kilohertz, 500 watts daytime. And on 1570, WLDM in Westfield, Massachusetts, falls way down to the bottom end of the dial. They'll be moving to 640 with 50 kilowatts daytime, 1,000 watts night. Now let's take a look at some highlights from our otherness column from the most recent AM switch. And we start with 640, where an application for a new station in Cohoes, New York has been dismissed in the same action that granted the move of WLDM in Westfield to 640, which we mentioned just a few moments ago. On 770, KRPM Seattle, Washington is back on the air. They had been silent under their old call of KXA for several months. They have returned with the announced country and western format. 840, KBLC Lakeport, California has moved to this frequency from 1270. 930, KTLD Granby, Colorado, new station is on the air. On 1040, WYFX in Boynton Beach, Florida, which was WKAO on 1510, has now moved here to the new frequency. They are on 1040 with pop dance music and IDs as Foxy 1040. 1190 WECC, St. Mary's, Georgia, new station is on the air with a religious and gospel format. On 1200, the new station in Chicago, the initial decision granting this station, has been challenged by both WMRO 1280 and WAWA 1600. Both of their applications to move to 1200 were denied in the initial decision. Each of those stations has 20 minutes to make oral arguments before the FCC before a final decision is made on the grant. And by the next AM switch, we should know for sure exactly who is going to get 1200. Right now, it looks like the initial decision for Chicago will stand. On 1230, KSZL, Barstow, California, they're back on the air with a country format. On 1270, KIAM in Nenana, Alaska, this new station is on the air with a religious format. On 1330, KWSK, Wishick, North Dakota, this station is off the air since a fire destroyed their transmitter and studio facilities on May the 22nd. So far, they have announced no plans for returning to the air. 1400, KMIN in Grants, New Mexico, is now on this frequency, formerly on 980. Also in the land of enchantment, on 1410, an application for a new station in Socorro, New Mexico, has been dismissed by the FCC. On 1440, WBIS, Bristol, Connecticut, station went silent the last day of May. 1460, WEMR in Tunkhannock, Pennsylvania, this new station is now on the air with a country format, also NBC News. They came on the first day, the 14th of June, and their schedule is from 5 a.m. till midnight every day. By the way, WEMR stands for the Mountain Range, which runs through the Tunkhannock area, Endless Mountains Radio. On 1470, WLVU, Dunedin, Florida, this station is now silent. 1540, WADM, Decatur, Indiana, this station is now back on the air with an adult contemporary format. Also on 1540, WWKM, Harrison, Michigan, new station is now on the air. And finally on 1600, KNWA in Bellefonte, Arkansas, another new station also on the air. That about wraps it up for this edition of AM Switch for the DX Audio Service. My name is Jerry Starr. Hope to see a lot of you at the big National Radio Club convention. That's going to be held this Labor Day weekend in Wilmington, Delaware. If we don't see you there, we'll see you here next time from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. Until then, Jerry Starr saying 73 and good DX.
Thank you very much, Jerry. And just before we get into the travelogue with John Bowker, I'd like to pass along this little tidbit of information, and that is from time to time, we're going to be changing things here on the DX Audio Service. And hopefully you'll think it's for the better. If not, be sure to let us know here at the Audio Service, because it's you, the membership of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, that make up the club. One of the things we're going to be changing in the near future is the way John does his IDs on the travelog. John's going to begin grouping them by frequency. In other words, starting off at 540 and finally ending up his trek up on 1600. Now, the reason for doing that is very simple. This way, you get a chance to know what's in John's collection. And if you don't hear something that John should have, you should probably get a tape out and send him an ID. At least I will if I don't hear a WCIT or WIMA ID on the 940 and 1150 version of the travelog. Anyways, here's John Bowker with a look at the August edition of the travelog. John?
Well, Fred, we have a real treat for our DX Audio Service listeners this month, because over the past few weeks, I have started to receive tapes from a number of our subscribers, and I would like to play you the fruits of their labor. Now, I'd like to start particularly with Steve Bauer. Steve Bauer lives in Wichita, Kansas, and he sent me a long tape with all the FM and the AM stations in the Wichita market. And now, Steve, if you're out there listening, and I'm sure you are, thanks for all the nice words you said about the DX Audio Service. And let me tell you, Fred Bowlby and Jerry Starr, they deserve an awful lot of credit. Oh, and I don't mean just those two, but, you know, there are an awful lot of people who are taking an active role in this service. But I want to thank you for sending in all these FM and AM stations. Now, for the travelog, I have been limiting all of the playback to AM stations. So, Steve, with your leave, I have edited your tape. And what I'd like to do right now for the rest of the DX Audio Service listeners is play back a portion of the tape that you sent me with a little bit of you in it and a few of the stations from the Wichita market. Wichita, Kansas.
Wichita, Kansas is the largest city in the Sunflower State. Located in south central Kansas, the market has a wide variety for listeners to choose from.
We're 1480 KLEO, Wichita, Kansas. ABC News time now is 1 o'clock and it's 92 degrees.
From ABC News, I'm Kate Jordan.
Kathy, and our weather this morning brought to you by Don Schmidt Dodge on Most Music Radio, 13 Country, KFH in Wichita. At 7:30 and with news, here's Jeannie Morgan. Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning, Hooter. Dry grass and gusty winds made it a less than enjoyable 4th of July for the Wichita Fire.
Right now we have cloudy skies and 72 degrees. From the T95 Newsroom, I'm Jeff Shaw.
It's straight up 7 o'clock at KIC T95 Wichita, pure rock and roll.
You're listening to Sunshine Radio, KSGL, Wichita.
And that's a look at Wichita Radio, 1986. I'm Steve Bauer.
Well, Steve, that's a kick. Oh, let me tell you, wow. Thank you so much for sending that in. Steve, by the way, I should tell you, wrote in on the tape, actually, it was all verbal, told me all about his background, and as you could tell from a magnificent voice, he spent some years in broadcasting. And then when his sight failed, he moved into some other careers and is now working at a bank. And Steve, we're just delighted to have you as a subscriber to the DX Audio Service. Thanks. And by the way, if you have more stations, AM stations to contribute, send them right in, will you? And if you do, let me repeat the address that you could send these to directly so that they come to me at my home, where we do, I put the DX Audio Service travelogs together right here in New Jersey. My name is John Bowker, and let me spell my name for you, B-O-W-K-E-R. And my home address is 14 Canoe Brook Drive. And that word is Canoe, C-A-N-O-E, Brook Drive, okay? Princeton, P-R-I-N-C-E-T-O-N, Junction, New Jersey. And the zip code here is 08550. So that if you mark down what Fred told you last month, change that to 08550. The mail might get here a little sooner. But thanks a lot, Fred. Gee whiz. We're learning that tapes get here even with the wrong zip code. Now, I also heard from Ron Clark, who lives in Jeanette, Pennsylvania, another subscriber to the DX Audio Service. Now, Ron put together an extensive tape of AM stations all over Allegheny County. And for those of you who are not familiar with the western part of Pennsylvania, that's virtually the entire Pittsburgh area, all the way from the southern end, all, you know, down West Virginia, Maryland, and right up to, right up to Mercer County, is that right? See, I live in Mercer County, New Jersey, Ron, so I know about Mercer County, Pennsylvania, too. Anyway, here is a complete band scan of the nearby stations, at least, to Ron's house in Jeanette, Pennsylvania, starting at the top end of the dial and going right down to the end. And right toward the end, we even have a little of Ron's voice in there. This comes from Jeanette, Pennsylvania, and represents the Pittsburgh market.
This is WPLW, Carnegie, Pittsburgh.
WJLY, AM 1550, Braddock, Pennsylvania.
You're listening to News Radio 1410, KQV, Pittsburgh. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Stay tuned now for worldwide news from CBS, KQV News Time, 9 o'clock.
Good afternoon. It is 2:01, cloudy skies, 85 degrees, celebrating a decade of country music, WIXZ, McKeesport, Pittsburgh.
Wasn't Larry Elgard. I'll be seeing you, and that I will, in 5, after ABC News on the Hour, as it becomes 9 o'clock. The sound of 1320 AM, this is WJES in Pittsburgh.
Yes, love is like sailing on rough seas, nothing but heartache. The Supremes on Pennsylvania's Information and Sports Authority, 1250 WTAE Pittsburgh, it's 5 o'clock.
Hey, stay with me. Coming up this hour, I got more Dairy Mart Picnic Packs to give away. Whole lot of stuff going on. Keep it where you got it. WKEG, 1110 WKEG, Washington, Pittsburgh, South.
1080 WEEV, Pittsburgh. From America's most livable city, this is Someplace Special, KDKA, Pittsburgh, Group W, a Westinghouse broadcasting station. Talk Radio, WTKN, Pittsburgh.
Quiet Storm, Soundstream, 860 AM, is WAMO, Pittsburgh.
Hey. WEDO, McKeesport, also serving the greater Pittsburgh area.
On Love Radio, WPIT in Pittsburgh.
Hi, this is Al Olson, speaker and host for Impact for Living, inviting you to be with me each weekday morning, Monday through Friday, 8 to 8:15 a.m., here exclusively on WPIT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Last but not least on the AM dial, 540.
Serving the tri-state with the love of Christ, AM 540, WARO, Cannonsburg, Pittsburgh, it is 3 o'clock.
Well, Ron, that's quite a labor of love. That's a complete band scan from at the high end of the dial to the low end of the dial. And in the Pittsburgh-Allegheny County area, they have them all the way from 540 to 1600 almost. So I know exactly what you mean. But, Ron, thank you so much. The DX Audio Service is much indebted to you. And once again, if you have any opportunities to add to that collection, please send them right in to me. My address is earlier on this tape. Now, starting next month, I had a real brainstorm for the travelogue. I'd like to change it a little bit, and I hope you subscribe to this, because I think it'll mean that you can add to the whole hobby and the DX Audio Service yourself with very little effort or as much effort as you'd like to put into it. That's sort of the name of the game. Instead of a travelogue, which is limited to the travels, really, that I have taken across the country, and, you know, there are perhaps 8 or 10 of them, but we're going to run out real quick, fans, it occurs to me, there are 107 broadcast channels on the AM band, and I would like to keep this to the AM dial, by the way. And if we were to take one frequency each month, or perhaps two or three, maybe group them in logical sequences, we would be able to put together a real logical set of station break air checks. And as I go through, say, 540, and skip a station in your area, you would be able to augment the entire DX Audio Service collection with a tape recording of your own, which we would then add in, and perhaps, well, let's see, if you use your own arithmetic, it would probably take us 2 or 3 years to go through the entire dial, and in that period of time, new stations would come on the air, call letters would change, and we'd be able to keep this up forever and ever. I should think we could call it dialogue. After all, it would be for two-way communications. You would add to the collection as I play you what I have and others in the DX Audio Service. We'd call it dialogue, D-I-A-L, okay, for the radio dial. L-O-G, for logging what we have, dialogue. Well, you might tell us what you think of that idea. In the meantime, I'm John Bowker for the DX Audio Service.
Thank you very much, John. Would it make you feel any better if I told you that Mike Knitter's computer gave me that incorrect zip code? No, actually not. It was on my end. Well, let's hear from another DX Audio Service member, Mike Dukin, with some information on a station south of the border.
Hiya, friends. This is Mike Dukin talking to you from Ladysmith, Wisconsin for the DX Audio Service. And a couple of things I'd kind of like to lay on you just a little bit here. First of all, the April Fool's edition was a real gas. I thought that the humor and the production on it was very good. And really enjoyed the April Fool's edition very much. One of the things I've been monitoring around here is what you might call the end of an era. A few of my friends and myself have discovered this, and what I'm talking about is no more English on XERF in Mexico. As some of you might know or have been able to pick up, XERF is now all in Spanish, and they seem to have cut back. This seems to have been a gradual thing. They seem to have cut back on a lot of their English programming towards the middle of January, and beginning their Spanish programs earlier in the evening, like 10, 11 o'clock at night. Now they seem to be all in Spanish. But as long as we're talking about XERF, I got a little something for old time's sake. And this I caught the second weekend in January.
Join us again tomorrow at this same time for another broadcast. XERF in Ciudad Acuña, Coahuila, Mexico is the station to which you are now listening to. This is your good neighbor along the way, Paul Bellinger from Del Rio.
Some good old blues from XERF. No more English programming from Del Rio. This next item, Jerry Starr will probably mention in a few of the next AM switch columns, but WAIT in Chicago has definitely changed their call letters and their format. WAIT 820 is now known as WCZE, and they call themselves the new Cozy 820, playing an automated adult contemporary format. That's what they're up to now. Well, that's kind of it from here. This is Mike Dukin from Ladysmith, Wisconsin, reporting for the DX Audio Service.
Thank you very much, Mike. And now let's take a look at the FM DX Digest with Ernie Cooper, and on side two, the domestic DX Digest. Ernie?
Hello, everybody. I'm Ernest Cooper. I'm from the National Radio Club, and I am editor of this brand new column we've started called the FM DX Digest. Now, this was started in the May 7th edition, but at that time no one in the club knew about it except me and the publisher who suggested it. So the only report in the May 7th issue of DX News came from me. But please send in your loggings in the method we will outline as we go along here. Skip a line between items and keep listings to recent catches, please. And we start off by going with the frequency and then putting a letter. Now there are three or four letters used. A, after the frequency, would be auroral conditions. E would be E-skip conditions, M, meteor scatter conditions, and T, tropospheric conditions. All my listings are tropospheric. Now, maybe you don't know what that means if you're new to FM. It's a condition which prevails usually, I think, during foggy weather. If there's a period of fog and a long series of foggy miles and miles of fog along the way, that those signals from stations in that area will tend to be heard through that fog and right up into your own receiver. Now, I'm right on the coast, and we get a lot of fog along the coast. And when it's foggy down south of us, we've gotten as far down as Elizabeth City, North Carolina, on tropospheric conditions, or TROP, as a lot of the guys call it, TROP, or TROPO, or whatever they want to abbreviate it. But I don't really know how that works on the inland reception, whether you get much fog inland. If you do, then just follow the course of the fog, and that's the direction the signals should be coming from. Now, I'm by no means a technical expert. This is just what I believe is the way this thing works. So if you want more technical information, well, you better check with Glenn Hauser or somebody who's, or Mark Connolly, who can tell you a lot more about it than I can. Anyway, here are the loggings divided into two sections, not any other logical break that other than the fact I wanted to get some of it done early so I didn't have to do it all at one sitting, which could be quite an ordeal. So in the first section, which I'll read you now, reporters are Ball Mount of Teaneck, New Jersey, Bob Smolarek of White House Junction, New Jersey, William C. Moser of Wishek, North Dakota, and Ernest Cooper, Provincetown, Massachusetts. And we start with 88.1 ESKIP, WUTC, Chattanooga, Tennessee, on 521, 1150 a.m. to 1205 p.m. Program of readings coming from Network from Michigan, followed by a dual ID for WUOT 91.9 in Knoxville and WUTC 88.1 in Chattanooga, University of Tennessee, then NPR News with sporadic interference from nearby WMBR in Cambridge. A real odd opening, as this was the only channel affected. That's for me. 89.5 ESKIP WGRN, Greenville, Illinois, tentative. Man talking about how great it is to be back in beautiful rural Greenville, followed by a religious song by man. 518, 1217 to 1220 p.m. That's from me. No answer in this one yet, so we don't know whether it was or wasn't. 89.9 ESKIP WHSA, Wisconsin, Brule, a tentative on 518 from 1202 to 1205 p.m. with mention of Wisconsin Public Radio and then chamber music. That's also from me here in Provincetown. 91.3 ESKIP WLTR, South Carolina, Columbia, 510, 1357 to 1401, South Carolina Educational Net ID between two educational programs. And that is from William Moser in North Dakota. Nice catch. 91.9 KASU, Jonesboro, Arkansas, 510, fair with easy version of Elton John's song, then Johnny Mathis, weather and ID at 1221, a new station, says Paul Mount in New Jersey. 92.3 WXLK, Roanoke, Virginia, 510, 1419 to 1421, an ad cluster, an ID into Cherish. That's from William Moser, North Dakota. 92.9 ESKIP, KBEZ, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 510, loud at 1227 with middle-of-the-road music, ID and spot for furniture store in Bartlesville. Actually, best at 92.85 megahertz. Paul Mount. Same channel, WBLX, Mobile, Alabama, 510 at 1038 with black music. And that's from Robert Smolarek in White House Junction, New Jersey. 93.5 WGEA, Geneva, Alabama on 510 at 1038. A small town remote broadcast. That's from Bob Smolarek also. 95.7 ESKIP, KSSN, Little Rock, Arkansas, 510. My sister Marcia heard this one at 1215 with modern country music and weather mentioning thunder showers, says Paul Mount in New Jersey. 96.5 ESKIP, KVKI, Shreveport, Louisiana, 1054 on 510. Bob Smolarek. 96.9 ESKIP, WINK, Fort Myers, Florida, on 510 at 1034. And the slogan is, as you might have guessed, Wink, Bob Smolarek. 97.5 WABB, Mobile, Alabama, 510, popped in at 1138 with promo for Nissan 300ZX contest. Mentioned any area, Mobile and Pensacola, FM 97 over KWBO, that's a new state for Paul Mount. And KWBO, same frequency, Hot Springs, Arkansas, on 510, atop at 1139 with spot for Abel's on Airport Road. The weather at 1140 and fairly solid through 1230. Remote from Hot Springs Mall, Paul Mount. 98.5 KLAZ, Little Rock, 510, poked through 1125 with Tender Love. contest promo mentions of Little Rock Hockey League. Heard on the car radio in Paramus, New Jersey, but unneeded. That's a poor amount. On 99.7, WMC, Memphis, on 510 at 11 a.m., Bob Smolarek. Same channel, WJMI in Jackson, Mississippi, 510, 1143 with Black Music, also Bob Smolarek. Tropospheric reception on that frequency is WYFI, Norfolk, Virginia, on 41, tentative with Gospel. Others ID'd them. I just heard songs from 2140 to 2150, so next time, says Paul Mount. 100.7 WNBR, Wildwood, New Jersey, on tropospheric reception. I finally got the call letters at 2130. Lots of local ads, automated top 40, and Stereo One slogan, Paul Mount. 101.5 KNUE, Tyler, Texas, 510 in the car at 1130 with ID into Modern Country, then at home at 1158 with legal ID. Mentions Longview in Jacksonville, and that's a new state, and one of two furthest catches ever, about 1,300 miles. On 102.5 ESKIP, WFMF, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, from 510 at 1135, number one concert station, Bob Smolarek. 103.3 ESKIP, WKJN, Hammond, Louisiana, 510 at 1140, slogan, Cajun 103 FM, Bob Smolarek. 104.1 WBCN, Boston, Mass, 41. Now, this is tropospheric reception at 2055 on 41 with album-oriented rock and ads, Paul Mount, from Teaneck, New Jersey. 106.1 KNAN, Monroe, Louisiana, on 510 at 1043. And they call themselves Magic 106, Bob Smolarek. On 106.5, KXKX, Galveston, Texas, 510 at 10 a.m. in Spanish, Bob Smolarek. 107.3, WQLT, Florence, Alabama, on 510 at 1033, mentions of Muscle Shoals, Bob Smolarek. And the last item is a tropospheric reception on 107.9 of WXKS, Medford, Boston, Mass. 41, good from 2151 to 2200. ID is KISS 108, DJ Ed McMahon. Finally ID'd over WEBE in Connecticut, and that's from Paul Mount. Well, I don't know what more I can say. He's just yakking along here. I don't think there's any purpose in doing that. I do want to thank Fred Volby for inviting me to participate in this program. I'm very happy to do so, and I hope it's been of enjoyment to you. One thing, just let me know if I talk too fast or didn't make myself clear at times. I'd like to know what you thought. You just drop me a card. Now, my address is Ernest Cooper, and we're at 5 Anthony Street, just like St. Anthony, Anthony Street, Provincetown, Massachusetts. So we get letters addressed to Provincetown, Rhode Island every once in a while, and that's incorrect, of course. Or I get them addressed to Providence, Massachusetts, and that's incorrect. Providence is in Rhode Island, Provincetown is in Massachusetts. And that's where we are, on the tip of the Cape, the very end of Cape Cod. So the address again, 5 Anthony Street, Provincetown, Massachusetts, 02657. And we'll see you again after the next issue comes out. And thank you for listening.
Thank you very much, Ernie. And that was Ernie Cooper with the FMDX Digest column. Before we flip over to side two, I'd like to remind you that if you send in material to Ernie or to the Domestic DX Digest column editor, you must be sure to put your material in the specific format set down by the National Radio Club. And the reason for that is your material not only runs on the DX audio service, but it also runs in DX News Magazine, where all 650 members of the National Radio Club have access to. So be sure you put your material in that order, otherwise we cannot use it here on the audio service or on DX News Magazine. On side two, Phil Wayne, Bob Walker, and a whole lot more. So stay tuned.